主里亲爱的弟兄姐妹和听众朋友，你们好，欢迎您收听嘉略山华人基督教会主持的空中主日崇拜。今天的讲员是黄其光牧师，翻译是黄其峰牧师。今天讲员要与我们分享的信息是祷告有圣灵帮助的生命，经文出自罗马书第八章26-27节。现在让我们存虔诚的心，一起用诗歌、祷告和领受圣经的教训，来崇拜三位一体又真又活伟大的神。
Peace be with you, brothers and sisters.
今年特会的信息题目。
Now the topic for this year's message is
在祷告中有圣灵帮助的生命。
The Holy Spirit's help in prayer.
这个题目出自罗马书八章26-27节。
And the text, the scripture for this message comes from the book of Romans, chapter 8, verses 26-27.
在罗马书八章26-27节。
Now in Romans chapter 28 verses 26-27,
使徒保罗说
，Paul the apostle says，
照样圣灵在我们的软弱上帮助我们。
Likewise, the Spirit help us in our weakness，
因为我们原不知道应该怎样祷告。
For we do not know what to pray for，
但圣灵亲自用说不出来的叹息替我们祈求。
The Spirit Himself intercedes for us.
那鉴察人心的知道圣灵的心思。
And the one who searches the hearts knows what is the mind of the Spirit.
因为圣灵照着上帝的旨意替圣徒祈求。
Because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God.
以上两节经文讲两件事。
Now the scripture above talk about two things.
一件是圣灵帮助信徒的软弱。
One is the Spirit help the believers with their weakness.
另一件事是父神知道圣灵的心思。
And the other thing is that God the Father knows the mind, the thoughts of the Spirit.
首先，保罗说
，First, Paul the Apostle said,
圣灵帮助信徒的软弱。
The Holy Spirit helped the believers in their weakness.
圣灵帮助信徒的软弱这一点出自八章二十六节。
Now I make this point out of chapter 8, verse 26.
在原文圣经。
Now in the Greek text,
保罗用照样这个词引进这一点。
Paul used the word likewise to introduce this topic.
文法上照样是一个副词。
Now grammatically, likewise is an adverb.
他将八章二十六节跟他的上文八章一到二十五节连接起来。
Because it connects verses 25 to verse 26.
八章一到二十五节讲两个要点。
Now verses 1 through 25 talks about make two points.
一个是信徒有神的能力可以过义的生活。
One is that the believers can live a life of righteousness by the power of God.
可以经历生命和平安。
And the believers can experience peace and abundant life.
可以随从神的引领。
And believers can follow God's guidance.
另一个要点是
Another point he made is
信徒有将来的盼望支撑我们。
Believers are upheld by the future hope.
在盼望中
and in hope,
我们已经得救
we have been saved,
我们已经有新生命
we have the hope of eternal life,
如今我们正热切地盼望那所不见的
and now we are eagerly hoping for what is invisible,
就是盼望得着一个新的身体
that is that we are hoping for a new body,
在新世界
and that in the new world,
在新天新地
and in the new heavens and new earth,
在新耶路撒冷
and in new Jerusalem,
永远与基督一同活着
and we will be forever live with Jesus Christ.
然而在基督徒的生活里面
but in the Christian life on earth today,
我们不单有神的能力可以过义的生活
we not only have the power of God to live the life of righteousness,
我们不单有将来的盼望支撑我们
and believers not only have be upheld by the future hope,
我们还有其他的帮助
we still have other helps.
所以在八章二十六节的开端
So at the beginning of verse 28, chapter 8,
保罗说
Paul the apostle says,
照样
Likewise,
保罗的意思是
Now the meaning of Paul is,
正如我们有神给我们能力和盼望做帮助
Just as we have been helped with the power of God and the hope of God,
照样我们有其他的帮助
Likewise, we have other kinds of help.
这些帮助是什么呢
Now what are these helps?
答案是在今日的经文
And the answer will be found in today's scripture
就是在祷告中我们有圣灵的帮助
That is that we will have the help of the Holy Spirit in prayer life
首先在原文圣经
Now in the Greek text
在八章二十六节照样这个副词后面
Now after the advert likewise
保罗说
Paul says
圣灵也帮助我们的软弱
He says the Holy Spirit also help us with our weakness
圣灵是神
Holy Spirit is God
他是三位一体真神的第三位
And he is the third person of the Trinity
在新约圣经里面
In the New Testament scripture
帮助我们的软弱是圣灵的工作之一。
And now to help believers with their weakness is one of the tasks of the Holy Spirit.
在我们的生命里面
，in our lives，
圣灵还做了许多其他的工作。
Holy Spirit do many other kind of works.
约翰福音十六章第八节说
，John the Gospel of John chapter 16 verse 8，
在我们得救之前
，before we were saved。
圣灵指证我们
and the Holy Spirit testified to us
他使我们知道我们有罪
and he convinced us of our sin
之后 彼得前书一章二节说，
And after our salvation, 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 2 says,
圣灵感动我们，
And the Holy Spirit moves us,
他吸引我们，
And he draws us,
使我们归向基督，
And he turns our hearts towards Christ.
约翰福音三章一到七节说，
Gospel of John chapter 3 verse 1 through 7,
在我们归向基督的时候，
At the point that we turn our hearts to Christ,
圣灵使我们重生，
The Holy Spirit gives us the new, the Holy Spirit regenerates us.
圣灵给我们新生。
The Holy Spirit gives us the new life.
以弗所书第二章说，
The book of Ephesians chapter 2.
圣灵住在我们里面。
And the Holy Spirit makes his dwelling place in our heart.
信徒有圣灵在我们的身体里面居住。
And God lives in us through the Holy Spirit.
哥林多前书十二章十三节说，
1 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 13 says,
圣灵为我们施洗，
The Holy Spirit baptized us,
借着洗礼，
And through the baptism,
圣灵把我们永远归入基督，
And the Holy Spirit issued us into Jesus Christ forever and ever,
他使我们永远住在基督里，
And he enabled us to abide in Christ forever and ever,
永远成为基督身体的一部分，
And forever and ever will become part of the body of Christ.
以弗所书一章十三到十四节说，
Ephesians chapter 1 verses 13 to 14 says,
圣灵给信徒盖上印记，
Oh, the Holy Spirit sealed the believers,
做我们安全的保证，
and to be the guarantee of our eternal security,
我们的生命永远属于神，
and our life forever belong to God,
我们永远是神的儿女，
and forever we are the children of God,
我们永远被保护，
and we will be protected forever,
我们永远得救，
and we will be saved forever,
因为我们有圣灵的印记，
because we have the seal of the Holy Spirit,
我们有圣灵的恩膏，
we have the unction, the anointing of the Holy Spirit,
我们有圣灵的同在，
we have the presence of the Holy Spirit.
我们有基督的同在，
and we have the abiding presence of Jesus Christ.
罗马书八章十六到十七节说，
Romans chapter 8 verses 16 to 17 says,
圣灵为我们做见证，
the Holy Spirit testified to us,
圣灵与我们的心一同证明我们是神的儿女，
and the Holy Spirit bear witness with our spirit that we are the children of God.
约翰福音十四章二十六节说，
the Gospel of John chapter 14 verse 26,
圣灵教导我们一切事，
and the Holy Spirit teaches all things.
他使我们明白神话语的意思。
He enables us to understand the meaning of the word of Christ.
罗马书八章十四节说，
Romans chapter 8 verse 14 says,
圣灵每日引导我们。
The Holy Spirit guides us daily.
当我们的心顺服他的引导的时候，
And when our hearts obey the guidance of the Holy Spirit,
以弗所书五章十八节说，
The book of Ephesians chapter 15 verse 18 says,
圣灵充满我们，
The Holy Spirit fill us,
我们能够被圣灵充满和管理，
And we can be filled and be controlled by the Holy Spirit.
当我们的心顺服圣灵的管理的时候，
And when we yield our heart to the guidance, the management of the Holy Spirit,
圣灵就管理我们，
And the Holy Spirit, he manage us.
他就赐我们能力去为主结果子。
And then he enabled us to bear the fruits for God.
哥林多前书十二章说，
1 Corinthians chapter 12,
圣灵赐给我们恩赐。
Holy Spirit bestowed on believers different spiritual gifts.
他给不同的信徒不同的恩赐。
And he gave each believer a gift.
他给我们能力在自己的生命里为主而活。
And he gave us the power to live for Christ.
他给我们能力在教会里面服侍神，来帮助其他的信徒。
And he gives us the power to serve God and to help other believers.
今日信息的经文。
Now in the scripture today,
罗马书八章二十六节说，
The book of Romans chapter 8:26 says,
圣灵也帮助我们的软弱。
The Holy Spirit also helps us with our weakness.
圣灵也帮助我们的软弱。这种经文引起了四个问题。
Now the phrase, the Holy Spirit helps us with our weakness, this verse of scripture raises four questions.
第一个问题。
And the first question is,
我们如何理解圣灵也帮助这句话？
And how should we understand, how do we comprehend the Holy Spirit help us?
回答。
Answer.
首先在希腊文，
First in the Greek text,
帮助这个词是一个综合词语。
The word help is a compound word.
是由三个不同的希腊字组成的。
And is composed of three Greek words.
它的基本意思是分担。
And the basic meaning of this is to share.
所以圣灵也帮助，是圣灵也分担。
So the Holy Spirit also help could be translated, the Holy Spirit also share.
可是圣灵也分担我们的什么
？But what does He share with us？
圣灵也帮助我们的什么呢
？And what does the Spirit help us in what area？
保罗的答案是
，And Paul's answer is：
圣灵帮助我们的软弱。
The Holy Spirit help us with our weakness。
在圣灵帮助我们的软弱这个答案。
Now from the answer， the Holy Spirit help us with。Our weakness.
我们看到保罗把他自己也包括在软弱人当中。
And we see Paul, he categorized himself among the weak.
这真是令人惊异。
And this is really amazing and surprising.
保罗是一个无比的人物。
Because Paul is an uncomparable person.
倘若有任何人行得最好。
If there is someone should do the best.
那就是保罗。
That should be Paul.
在曾经活在世界的所有的基督徒当中
of all the Christians who live on this planet Earth,
可能保罗是最伟大的基督徒。
It is likely that Paul is the greatest.
保罗对主耶稣是最忠诚。
The Lord, Paul is the most faithful to Jesus Christ.
他与主耶稣是最亲近。
And he is the closest to Jesus Christ.
在生活上，他对主耶稣能力的依靠是最一致。
And in life, his ability to rely on the Lord Jesus is the most consistent one.
但是在谦卑、诚实和坦率中
，But in honesty, integrity, and straightforwardness,
保罗愿意承认事实。
Paul is willing to admit a fact.
他说：“圣灵帮助我们的软弱。”
And he said, "The Holy Spirit help us with our weakness."
他把自己放在有软弱之人中间。
So he placed himself among the weak.
他把自己放在需要帮助的信徒中间。
And he placed himself among the needy one.
倘若伟大、敬虔、成熟的使徒和祷告战士保罗承认他有软弱。
Since the great, the godly, the mature apostle and the prayer warrior Paul admit that he was weak,
我们也应该承认自己有软弱。
Then we should also admit that we are weak.
倘若保罗需要帮助
，Since Paul who needs help,
我们也确实需要帮助。
For sure we need help as well.
听到这里
，As we listen to this point.
你可能会问
，You will ask me a question，
王牧师
，Pastor Daniel，
倘若圣灵帮助的是我们的软弱
，Since the Holy Spirit help us with our weakness，
那么软弱是指什么
？So what then is weakness？
回答
，Answer，
在新约圣经里面
，In the New Testament Scripture，
软弱可以指许多的事
，And weakness could mean many things。
第一，软弱可以指身体的软弱。
And first, it could refer to body weakness.
就是在疾病中的虚弱。
And that is in physical frailty in illness.
软弱可以指人的不足和无能。
And weakness can refer to human inadequacy and inability.
因为人的不足和无能
，and because of the inequity and the inability of man，
人需要神的恩惠和大能
，and man needs God's the grace and God's great power。
在罗马书八章二十六节的上下文
，in the context of Romans chapter 8 verse 26，
软弱包括七方面
，the weakness includes the following seven aspects。
第一
，First，
对受苦的意义不明白。
We do not understand the meaning of suffering。
第二
，Second，
我们对将来的盼望不活泼。
We do not have the living hope for the future。
第三
，Third，
我们的今生的万事有顾虑。
And we overreact or overconcern to the present problems。
第四
，Fourth，
我们向试探和困境屈服。
We yield to the temptation and difficulties of life。
第五
，Fifth。
我们对各种危险有惧怕
，and we fear all kinds of dangers.
第六
，six，
我们对永恒的安全不确信
，we have no assurance of the eternal security.
第七
，seven，
我们有身体的软弱和有限
，and we have the physical weakness and limitation of the flesh.
在罗马书八章二十六节
，now in Romans chapter 8 verse 26，
软弱尤其是指来自祷告生活的软弱。
Now this weakness especially refers to the prayer life of a Christian.
是的
，yes，
的精神
，in this life，
信徒无能。
The believers has no power.
我们容易顾虑。
And we're easily troubled.
我们容易灰心。
We're easily discouraged.
我们容易失望。
We're easily disappointed.
我们容易疑惑。
And we're easily doubt.
我们容易犯罪。
And we sin easily too.
因为我们有软弱。
Because we are weak.
信徒缺乏智慧。
And believers, we are lacking of wisdom.
我们缺乏热情。
We are lacking of enthusiasm.
我们缺乏属灵的深度。
And we are lacking in spiritual in-depth.
我们缺乏对别人的关心。
And we are lacking of concern for others.
因为我们有软弱。
Because we have all this kind of weakness.
信徒有时会疲倦。
Now believers are sometimes tired.
有时会生病。
And sometimes we are sick.
有时会头痛。
Sometimes we got headache.
有时会心疼。
Sometimes we are distressed.
有时我们不明白神的旨意。
And sometimes we do not understand God's will for our life.
因为我们有软弱。
Because we are in our weakness.
在我们的一切软弱。
Now in all our weaknesses.
尤其是在我们祷告生活的软弱上。
Especially in the weakness of our prayer life.
我们需要帮助。
We need help.
在我们祷告生活的软弱上。
In the weakness of our prayer life.
圣灵帮助我们。
The Holy Spirit come in and help us.
可是圣灵为什么要帮助我们？
But why the Holy Spirit need to help us?
我们祷告生活的软弱是什么？
Now what are some of the weakness in our prayer life then?
问题的答案是在八章二十六节下半段。
And the answer to this question can be found in the second part of verse 26.
在这里保罗说。
Here the Bible says.
因为我们原不知道应该怎样祷告。
Because we do not know what to pray as we ought to.
这句经文直接说明我们祷告生活的软弱是我们原不知道应该怎样祷告。
Now this verse of scripture directly point out that our weakness is we do not know what to pray for as we ought to.
这句经文也直接解释圣灵要帮助我们的原因。
And this verse of scripture also directly explains the reason that we need help.
原因是因为我们不知道应该怎样祷告。
And the reason is that we do not know what to pray for.
圣灵帮助我们是因为我们有不知道应该怎样祷告的状
态。The Holy Spirit has to help us because we have the weakness do not know what we should pray for.
请注意。
Now pay attention to this.
在以上的答案里面。
Now from the answer we just give to everyone.
保罗说我们不知道。
And Paul says that we do not know.
我们包括所有的基督徒。
Now we include all Christians.
所有的信徒。
All the saints.
包括保罗。
And including Paul the apostle.
都是在我们不知道这句话里面。
And all the believers, all the saints are included in the we do not, who do not know.
我们没有一个人是在我们不知道这句话以上。
So none of us here is above this statement, we do not know.
没有一个人是在我们不知道这句话以下。
And none of us here is below the statement, we do not know.
也没有一个人是在我们不知道这句话以外。
And none of us is outside of the statement,We do not know.
只有上帝是在我们不知道这句话以外。
God is the only one who is outside of the phrase we do not know.
八章二十七节说。
Chapter 8 verse 27 said.
神知道。
He said God knows.
所以神知道。
Therefore God knows.
我们却不知道。
But we do not know.
可是我们不知道什么呢？
But what do we do not know?
问题答案的关键是在八章二十六节下半段。希腊文句子里面。
And the answer to this question is found in the second half of the Greek text.、Here.
有一些中文圣经翻译把这句经文翻译成我们不晓得如何祷告。
Now some of the Chinese Bible translation, they just say, we do not know how to pray.
但是这个句子最正确的最直接的翻译是我们不知道该祷告些什么。
But the correct translation is we do not know what we ought to pray for.
保罗说在我们的软弱上。
And Paul says that in our weakness,
圣灵帮助我们。
The Holy Spirit help us.
因为我们不知道该祷告些什么。
Because we do not know what we ought to pray for.
由此看来。
So from here,
在八章二十六节
，in chapter 8 verse 26，
保罗不是讲关于我们在祷告中使用的言语
，so Paul does not speak about the language that we apply in prayer，
或者祷告的形式
，or the form of prayer。
保罗乃是讲关于我们向神求的东西。
Paul is speaking about the things, the matters that we ought to ask of God。
保罗乃是讲关于我们向神求的目的。
Paul is referring to the purpose of our prayer。
换一句话说
，In another word，
保罗不是说
，Paul did not say，
在祷告中
，In our prayer，
我们不晓得该用什么语气
，We do not know what kind of tone we need to pray。
我们不晓得该用什么姿势
，We do not know what posture we need to pray in prayer，
来表达我们的祈求
，To express our desire。
保罗乃是说
，Paul the apostle said，
在祷告中
，In prayer，
有时
，Sometimes，
因为软弱
，Because of our weakness，
我们不晓得应该为自己和为别人求些什么。
We do not know we ought to pray for ourselves and for others。
我们不晓得
，We do not know，
在神的眼中
，Now in the sight of God，
我们所求的事是否有必要
？Now is it really necessary to for us to pray for that thing？
我们向神祈求的，对我们是好还是不好
？We do not know whether it is good or bad what we ask for。
我们不知道向神求的是合神的心意还是不合神的心意。
And we do not know whether it's good or bad for us for is it good is it of God's will or not of God's will。
是最好还是次好
？Is it the best or the second best？
成长
，Yes，
在祷告里面。
In prayer，
因为我们有软弱。
Because we have this weakness，
我们经常不真正晓得应该求些什么。
We do not really know what we should ask for。
我们尽自己的能力祷告。
And we pray, we do our best to pray.
尽管如此。
And though we, although we do our best to pray,
我们所祈求的仍然不一定是最中肯。
What we ask for is not necessarily the most pertinent.
不一定是与我们最有益处。
And it is not necessarily the most sense, beneficial to us.
不一定是最有智慧。
And it's not necessarily that they are the most sensible.
不一定是最合神的心意。
And not necessarily it is the most after the heart of God.
保罗自己就是一个因软弱而有时不晓得该祷告些什么的例子。
And Paul himself is an example of a believer who does not know how to pray.
哥林多后书十二章七到九节说
，Second Corinthians chapter 12 verses 79。
保罗曾经受到一根刺的攻击
，and Paul has been attacked by a thorn。
他三次求神为他除去这一根刺
，and for three times he asked God to remove the thorn from his flesh。
在神看来
，now in God's evaluation，
保罗所祈求的帮助不是最明智。
Paul's prayer for help is not the most sensible one.
所以神没有除去保罗的刺。
Therefore, God did not remove the thorn from Paul's body.
保罗，神却赐给保罗足够的恩典去胜过那根刺。
Yet God gave Paul sufficient grace to overcome that thorn.
我自己也是一个因软弱而有时不晓得该祈求些什么的例子。
Now, Pastor Daniel says that he himselfis an example of not knowing what to pray for because of his weakness.
记得许多年前
many years ago,
在成长的过程中
in the process of growing up,
在不同的时候
now in different stage of life,
我遇见过不同的女孩子
Pastor Daniel met different girls,
在不同的时候
in different times,
某一个女孩子似乎是我生命中梦想的女子
And Pastor Daniel see a girl said, wow, this will be my dream girl.
在不同的时候
And in different times,
我为不同的女子向神祷告
Pastor Daniel pray for that girl.
主啊
Lord,
但愿这一个就是你为我预备的
Wish that this girl will be the one that you have prepared for me.
但愿她能够成为我的妻子
And I hope, I wish that she can become my wife.
其实我对所求的每一个都不了解。
Actually, I do not know the girls that I pray for.
她是否真正认识主
？Does she really know Christ?
她是否敬畏神
？Does she really Has the reverence for God?
是否愿意遵守真理？
Is she really willing to comply to the truth?
是否愿意跟我一起服侍主？
Is she really willing to serve Jesus Christ with me?
是否愿意跟我一起背起十字架？
Will she be willing to bear the cross and follow Jesus Christ?
我一点也不知道。
I know nothing about them.
但是我被情感蒙蔽。
But I was deceived emotionally.
因为以为她就是唯一能够使我快乐的女子。
And I thought that she is the only girl to give me happiness.
我渴慕她。
Therefore, I long for that girl.
当我发觉她对我没有意思的时候。
But when I discovered, I realized that she has no feeling to my desire.
我觉得很难过。
And I was depressed.
没有她，我怎能活下去呢？
And I said, how can I continue to live my life without that girl?
后来在神的安排中。
But in the, later on, in God's providence,
我认识了 Christine.
I get to know Christine Wang.
我们开始联络。
So we start to connect with each other.
她是一个好基督徒。
She is a good Christian.
她愿意服侍主。
She's willing to serve God.
她愿意支持我服侍主。
And she's willing to support me to serve God.
她愿意奉献。
And she give willingly and cheerfully.
我们结了婚。
And then we got married.
如今我回顾。
Now as I look back,
我也知道。
And I also know,
从前我向寻求的其他的女子，
the girls I used to ask God for,
都是不适合我的女子。
And those are not suitable for me.
神知道。
And God knows,
神没有应允我的祈求。
And God did not answer my prayer.
在他奇妙的帮助中。
So in his wonderful arrangement, help and providence,
在他要我得着最好的女子的愿望中。
And my desire to receive the best girl for my life.
最后神给我 Christine.
So finally God gives me Christine.
神知道她最适合我。
And God knows that she is most suitable for me.
为此我常常向神感恩。
And for this I always give thanks to God.
是的。
Yes.
当保罗在八章二十六节说，
When Paul says in Romans chapter 8 verse 26,
我们本不知道当告祷告些什么。
He says that we did not know what to pray for.
他的意思是，
And his meaning is,
我们不晓得求什么是最合适。
And we do not know what is the most appropriate one,
是最合神的旨意。
And which one is the most after the heart of God,
我们不晓得求什么是最合适，是最合神的旨意，因为我们有软弱。
We do not know how to ask for the most appropriate. We do not know how to ask for God's will because we have this weakness in the flesh.
因为我们有软弱。
Because we have this weakness.
因为我们不知道当祷告些什么。
Because we do not know what to ask for.
所以圣灵帮助我们。
Therefore, the Holy Spirit come in to help us.
然而，跟我们在祷告上的无知成强烈的对比。
However, in sharp contrast to our ignorance in prayer,
二十六节下半段说，
The second half of verse 26 says,
但是圣灵亲自用说不出来的叹息替我们祈求。
He said, but the Holy Spirit himself prayed for us with sighs that could not be uttered.
这句经文引起了六个问题。
Now this verse of scripture raised six questions.
第一个问题是，
The first question is,
圣灵亲自替我们，这句话表明什么？
Now what does it mean, the phrase, the Holy Spirit himself intercedes for us? What does it indicate?
答案是，
And the answer is,
圣灵亲自替我们，这句话表明。
Now the phrase, the Holy Spirit himself intercedes for us, indicates that,
信徒的帮助不是来自别的。
That the help of a believer does not come from anyone else.
不是来自天使。
It does not come from the angels.
不是来自别人。
It does not come from human, any kind of human being.
乃是来自圣灵自己。
But come from the Holy Spirit and Holy Spirit alone.
乃是来自神的灵。
And does come from the Spirit of God.
他亲自为我们祷告。
And he himself make intercession for us.
他亲自保护我们。
And he himself protects us.
他亲自照顾我们。
He himself take care of us.
在我们生命中最重要的那一部分。
In the most important parts of our life,
就是在我们的祷告生活上。
That is in our prayer life.
圣灵亲自替我们祷告。
The Holy Spirit himself personally make intercession for us.
基督也替我们祷告。
The Jesus Christ make intercession for us as well.
圣灵在我们里面替我们求。
And the Holy Spirit who dwell within us make intercession for us.
基督在父神的右边替我们求。
But Christ, He is making intercession for us at the right hand of God the Father.
当我看见圣灵亲自替我们这句话的时候。
When I see the phrase,But the Holy Spirit Himself intercede for us.
我非常感动。
And I'm totally overwhelmed.
在罗马书八章三十一节。
In Romans chapter 8 verse 31.
保罗说。
Paul the Apostle says.
还有什么说的呢？
He said, what then shall we say to all these things?
神作帮助我们。
If God is help is for us.
谁能抵挡我们？
Who can be against us?
是的，神帮助我们。
Yes, God help us.
神实在是帮助我们的证据之一。
Now, the evidence of God's help for us,
就是在我们的祷告生活里。
The evidence of God's help for us is manifested in our prayer life.
神的灵亲自替我们祈求。
Oh, the Spirit of God Himself make intercession for us.
可是
，But
我们如何了解替我们祈求这句话？
How do we understand the phrase the Holy Spirit intercedes for us?
回答
Answer.
在希腊文
Now in the Greek text.
替我们祈求的意思是为我们的利益恳求。
Now to pray for us, the meaning is to pleading on our behalf.
还有
Further.
从文法上
Grammatically.
祈求是现在时动词。
Now the word intercession is the present present tense. The verb is in present tense.
现在时说明什么呢？
Now what does it mean by in present tense?
说明圣灵为我们祈求的工作是持续不断的。
It shows that the work of the Holy Spirit in make intercession for us is continual.
在每日的生活中。
Now in our everyday life.
在无数的境遇中。
And in countless circumstances.
圣灵都亲自为我们的利益恳求。
The Holy Spirit has personally plead for our interest.
因为圣灵的祈求。
And because of the intercession of the Holy Spirit.
神听我们的祷告。
And the Holy Spirit, the God the Father, answered hearkening unto our prayer.
他应允我们的祈求。
He also answered to our prayer.
那么圣灵如何替我们求？
Now how the Spirit Himself intercede for us?
保罗说他用叹息替我们求。
And Paul says that we groanings.
这说明圣灵的祷告是在叹息中的祷告。
And this indicates that the prayer of the Holy Spirit is conducted in sighing or groanings.
罗马书八章二十二到二十六节提及三个不同的叹息。
The book of Romans chapter 8 verses 22 to 26 tell us three things about groanings.
一个是受造之物叹息。
One is the creatures.They were groaning.
一个是信徒的叹息。
And one is the believers, they are also groaning.
另一个是圣灵的叹息。
And the other one, the third one, is the Holy Spirit groaning for us.
在八章二十二节。
Now in chapter 8, verse 22.
一切受造之物叹息。
All the creatures, they were groaning and sighing.
受造之物叹息。
And the creatures, they were groaning or sighing.
因为他们还没有达到神所要他们达到的目标。
Because they have not achieved in the goal where God want them to be.
在八章二十三节。
Now in chapter 8 verse 23.
信徒叹息。
And the believers also sigh.
我们叹息。
We sigh.
因为我们软弱。
Because we are weak.
我们有限。
Because we are limited.
我们无能。
Because we are powerless.
我们有亏欠。
Because we are in want or lacking.
我们渴望得着力量。
Because we desire strength.
我们渴望得着那更加美好的福分。
And we desire the better blessings.
在八章二十六节。
Now in chapter 8 verse 26,
圣灵叹息。
The Holy Spirit also groaned for us.
圣灵为什么叹息？
Why the Holy Spirit groaned for us?
因为圣灵同情我们的叹息。
Because the Holy Spirit sympathized with our groaning.
彼得前书五章七节说。
First Peter chapter 5 verse 7 says.
神顾念我们。
The Lord cares for us.
圣灵用叹息向我们 表明神的顾念。
Now the Holy Spirit sighs for us to show God's care for us.
他是多么同情我。
Oh, how he sympathizes with us.
他是多么的帮助我们。
And how he wants to help us.
他住在我们心里。
And he dwells in us through the Holy Spirit.
他亲自为我们叹息。
And he himself makes intercession with the groaning for us.
他慈爱的、体贴的、渴望我们得着那最好的益处。
And he sighs for us because he is lovingly, considerately longing for the best for us all.
可是圣灵的叹息是什么叹息？
Now, what kind of groaning is the Holy Spirit's groaning?
保罗说，圣灵的叹息是说不出来的叹息。
Paul says that with groanings too deep for words.
那么说不出来是什么意思？
No, what does it mean by too deep for words?
回答。
Answer.
说不出来这个字的直接翻译是没有言语。
And the direct translation of this means that indescribable or without words.
这说明什么呢？
Now what this illustrates?
这说明圣灵在没有言语的叹息中替我们祷告。
And this tells us that the Holy Spirit intercedes for us in the indescribable groanings.
这也说明圣灵与父神有无限的能力。
This also illustrates to us that the Holy Spirit, together with the Father, has the unlimited power.
他们的沟通不受言语的限制。
Because the communication between them is not limited by language or words.
他们的沟通不需要言语。
And their communication does not require speech.
为什么圣灵不需要言语就能够替我们求呢？
And why does the Holy Spirit can make intercession for us without the speech or words?
问题的答案是在信息的第二点。
And the answer is found in the second point of the message today.
父神知道圣灵的心思。
Oh, because God the Father knows the minds of the Holy Spirit.
这点出自八章二十七节。
And this point is made plain to us according to the second half of verse 27.
这节经文里面。
Now in this scripture,
保罗澄清为什么圣灵不需要言语就能够替我们求。
Paul clarified why the Holy Spirit does not need words to pray for us in the presence of God's throne.
他说那鉴察人心的知道圣灵的心思。
Because the Bible said that he who searches the hearts knows what is in the mind of the Spirit.
选择那鉴察人心的是父神。
Obviously, the one who searches the mind of the Spirit, he is God the Father.
在耶利米书十七章十节。
Now in Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 10,
神对耶利米先知说。
And God said to the prophet Jeremiah,
我是鉴察人心的。
He said, I search the heart and test the mind.
那鉴察人心的知道圣灵的心思，这句话说明。
Now the one who search the heart and test the mind illustrate to us.
父神渗透圣灵的心思。
God the Father penetrates the mind of the Spirit.
父神知道一切没有言语的意念。
And the Father knows the thought that is without words.
他不需要依靠言语来理解我们的心思。
And he does not need to rely on words to understand our mind.
诗篇一百三十九篇一到四节说
，Psalm 139:1-4 says，
神鉴察我们。
He said God discerns our thoughts。
神从远处就知道我们的意念。
And he said God discerns our thoughts from afar。
我们的舌头还没有发言。
And before our tongue can utter a word，
神已经完全知道了。
And God can know everything completely。
马太福音六章八节说同样的话。
And the Matthew chapter 6 verse 8, Jesus said the same word.
他说
He says that
在你们祈求以先
He said before you pray,
父神早已经知道你们所要祈求的。
The Father knows what you are asking for.
所以当在我们里面的圣灵把我们的需要带到神面前的时候，
So when the Holy Spirit bring our needs before God the Father,
父神已经完全知道我们的意
念。God the Father can fully understand the mind of the Holy Spirit.
父神也晓得圣灵的意思。
God the Father knows the meaning of the Holy Spirit.
父神直接的知道。
And so the Father, he knows intuitively.
他立刻就知道。
And he know immediately.
他无限的知道。
And he know infinitely.
他完全的知道。
He knows completely.
他绝对的知道圣灵替我们求什么。
And he absolutely know what the Holy Spirit is asking for on behalf of us.
在八章二十七节下半段。
Now in the second half of 8:27,
保罗进一步解释为什么父神知道圣灵的意思。
Paul further explains why the Father knows the meaning of the Holy Spirit.
他说。
He says,
因为圣灵照着神的旨意替圣徒求。
He says that because the Holy Spirit is praying for the saints according to the will of God.
在这句经文说明。
Now this verse of scripture illustrates to us.
圣灵知道父神的旨意。
The Holy Spirit knows the mind of God the Father.
圣灵知道父神的心思。正如父神知道圣灵的心思一样。
Holy Spirit knows the thoughts of God the Father just as the Father knows the mind, the thoughts of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵照着神的旨意替圣徒祈求。
Now the Holy Spirit praying for the saints according to God the Father.
这句话里面还有一点值得我们留意。
There's another thought that demands our attention.
这点值得我们留意的是什么呢？
Now what is that point?
就在希腊文圣经。
Now in the Greek text,
在圣徒这个名词的面前。
Now before the word saint,
圣保罗没有用定冠词。
And Paul did not put a definite article before the word saint.
在名词面前没有用定冠词，说明什么呢？
Now what does it explain when there is no definite article used before the noun?
回答。
Answer.
这说明保罗把他的注重点放在圣徒的圣洁上面。
It means that Paul he did not put the definite article in front of the noun means that his emphasis is on the holiness of the saint.
保罗要特别强调。
And Paul want to make an emphasis.
圣徒是有圣洁质量的人。
Now the believers have the quality of holiness.
圣徒跟非信徒不同。
Now the saints are unlikely the unbelievers.
圣徒与不圣洁的人不一样。
Now the believers is completely different from the unholy one.
圣灵的代求单单是为有圣洁质量的人求。
Now the intercession of the Holy Spirit is only made for the people who have the holy quality.
圣灵没有为污秽的人求。
Now the Holy Spirit does not pray for the filthy one.
圣灵没有为不圣洁的人求。
Holy Spirit does not make intercession for the unholy people.
圣灵为我们祈求。
Now the Holy Spirit pray for us.
因为我们是圣徒。
Because we are the saints of God.
因为我们是圣洁的。
Because we are holy.
基督徒有优势。
The believer has the advantage.
因为靠耶稣的宝血
because by the blood of Jesus Christ,
我们是圣洁的
we are sanctified.
八章二十七节不单说
now 8:27 not only says,
圣灵为圣徒求
the Holy Spirit pray, make intercession for the saints.
八章二十七节说
it also says,
圣灵照着神的旨意
the Holy Spirit make intercession according to God's will.
为圣徒求
and he make intercession for the believers according to God's will.
圣灵为什么要按照神的旨意为圣徒祈求呢？
Why the Holy Spirit pray for the saints according to the will of God?
答案是
the answer is
因为当圣灵为我们祷告的时候
when the Holy Spirit make intercession for believers,
他对我们的意念是最美好
and his thought for us is the best.
他对我们的意念是最良善
is the kindest.
他对我们的意念是最信实
is the most faithful one.
他对我们的意念是最有智慧
and is the wisest one.
他对我们的意念是最有价值
and is the most valuable one.
他对我们的意念是最有爱心
and is the most caring one.
他对我们的意念是最珍贵的
and is the most precious one.
而那最美好的
and the best.
最良善的
the kindest
最信实的
the most faithful
最有智慧的
and the wisest
最有价值的
the most valuable
最有爱心的
the most caring
最珍贵的意念
the most precious thought
就是父神对我们的意念
and these are God's thoughts unto the believers
圣灵怎能不照着神的旨意替我们求呢
and how can the Holy Spirit not to seek for our benefits according to the will of God the Father.
是的。
Yes.
圣灵是神。
Holy Spirit is God.
在代求当中。
Now in the ministry of intercession.
他的意思跟父神的意思一样。
His mind is the same as the mind of the Father.
圣灵跟父神完全合作。
And the Holy Spirit is fully cooperated with the Father.
圣父是神。
Now, God the Father is God.
圣子是神。
The Son is God.
圣灵是神。
And Holy Spirit is God.
圣父、圣子和圣灵的意思总是完全同步。
So the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, they're always fully synchronized.
完全协调。
And they are fully coordinated.
完全和谐。
They are fully harmonious.
完全一致。
They are fully consistent.
所以圣灵为我们祈求的事情和东西，就是神要我们得着的事情和东西。
So the matters, the things the Holy Spirit requests for us is exactly what God wants us to have.
神要我们得着的事情和东西。
Now the matters, the thing that God wants us to have.
神必成就。
And God shall.Fulfill it.
我们必得着。
And we shall obtain it.
还有。
Further.
因为圣灵的祈求是照神的旨意求。
Because the Holy Spirit's request is in accordance with God's will.
因为圣灵的祈求是最好的祈求。
Because the intercession, the prayer of the Holy Spirit is the most beneficial one.
我们所要得着的就必定是那最好的。
So what we shall have is the best.
远比我们原来所知的更好。
And it's far better than our original knowledge.
远比我们所想的更好。
And far better than our original wants.
远比我们所计划的更好。
And far better than our original plan.
远比我们所愿望的更好。
And far better than our original desire.
回到我本人的例子。
Now come back to Pastor Daniel's personal experience.
从前。
In the past.
当我为婚事婚姻的事情祷告的时候
When I pray for my marriage life,
神知道他的旨意是什么
And God already knows His will for my life.
当我祷告的时候
So when I pray,
神知道我的对象不是别人
So God knows that my future life partner is none other than
乃是 Christine.
But Christian, Christine.
当神当我求神给我别的女子的时候
So foolishly when I ask for other girls,
圣灵说
The Holy Spirit says,
我知道你真正的目的是什么。
And I know what is your purpose of prayer.
你所祈求的是一个终身的满足。
Because what you are praying for is a lifelong companion who can bring you satisfaction.
我看见这就是你祷告的心愿的实质。
I know that the one you're asking for is to bring you complete satisfaction, joy, and comfort. And this is the essence of your prayer.
所以圣灵把我那个愿望带到神面前。
So the Holy Spirit bring my desire to the presence of God.
圣灵求神成全我那一个愿望。
And the Holy Spirit pray to God the Father, say, Lord, fulfill this man's desire, the essence of his desire.
圣灵知道。
And the Holy Spirit knows.
后来神所要给我的。
So later on, when God, the one God gives me,
是 Christine,
is Christine,
不是别的女子
is not other girls.
当我为别的女子祷告的时候
See, when I pray for other girls,
我当时不知道
I did not know anything.
圣灵却知道
But the Holy Spirit knows.
圣灵所知道的女子比我当时所要的女子更好
And the girl the Holy Spirit knows is far better than the girls I knew at that time.
所以当我在求别的不适合我的女子的时候
So when I was asking other girls which those are not suitable for my life,
圣灵那个时候却在为我求 Christine.
But the Holy Spirit was praying for Christine for me.
那我还不知道
And I did not know at all.
圣灵为什么那个时候要为我求 Christine 呢
Now why the Holy Spirit want to pray for me for Christine to be my lifelong partner?
因为圣灵关照我。
Because the Holy Spirit he cares for me.
他关心我的利益。
And he knows he has the best interest for me.
圣灵在我身上有他的旨意。
And the Holy Spirit has his will for my life.
圣灵在我身上有他的计划。
And the Holy Spirit has his plan for my life.
他要我有一个妻子。
And the Holy Spirit wants me to have a wife.
他完全支持我教书和牧会。
And she will fully support my ministry of teaching and pastoring.
他 爱惜我的儿女。
And she loves and cherishes my children.
她愿意忍耐。
And she's willing to be patient.
她愿意让我有时间去学习。
And she's willing to let me to have time to study.
她愿意谅解我。
And she was very understanding.
她愿意舍己。
And she's very self-giving.
各位。
Oh, brothers and sisters.
你也不意外。
There's no exception for you.
圣灵在你身上也有他的旨意和计划。
Because the Holy Spirit also has His will and His plan for your life.
在人生的十字路口。
At the crossroads of your life.
在重要决定的前夕。
And before the major decision of your life.
在服侍神的道路上。
Now on the way to serve the ever-living God.
甚至在每日的属灵征战上。
Even in your everyday spiritual warfare.
你在困扰你的软弱中祷告。
And in the weakness.You pray when you are disturbed so much.
其实
In fact,
你的每一个祷告都是在软弱中祷告。
Yes, your prayer actually is conducting in your weakness.
为什么呢？
Why do we say so?
因为你是一个属肉体的人。
Because you are a carnal man.
正如我黄其光也是一个属肉体的人。
Just like me, Daniel Wong, I'm a carnal person.
正如在罗马书七章十四到二十五节
，Just like Romans chapter 7 verses 24 to 25. Paul the apostle acknowledged that he is a carnal man.
因为你是一个属肉体的人。
And just because you are a carnal person.
因为我是一个属肉体的人。
Because I am a carnal person.
因为我们还活在这个有限的身体里面。
Because I'm living in this limited body.
活在一个软弱的身体里面。
This body which is weak.
活在这个必死的身体里面。
And I live in this body which is mortal.
活在这个被世俗的价值影响的肉体里面。
And I'm living in this flesh, this person which is fully influenced by the secular value.
我们被许多不同的软弱所困扰。
So we are troubled by many different weaknesses.
我们的软弱之一是我们不知道很多事情。
And one of our weaknesses is that we are ignorant of many things.
我们不知道前途。
And we do not know the future.
我们不知道生命中的进进出出。
And we do not know the way in and way out of life.
我们不完全知道神的心意是什么。
We do not fully know God's will for us.
神的智慧是什么。
And we do not know what's God's wisdom.
神的计划是什么。
And what is God's plan.
神的知识是什么。
And what is God's knowledge.
我们常常不晓得当求什么。
Yes, we often do not know what to ask for.
我们常常不晓得当怎样按神的旨意求。
We often do not know what to ask for according to God's will.
在哥林多前书十三章第九节。
Now in 1 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 9,
使徒保罗说
，Paul says,
我们现在所知道的有限。
And he said, we know partially now.
一连两次
，and for two times，
保罗说，我们所知道的有限
，and he said our knowledge is very limited。
将来
，but in the future，
当我们与主耶稣在一起的时候
，when we are together with Jesus Christ our Lord，
我们将要完全知道
，and we shall know fully。
但是现在
，but for now，
我们所知道的有限
，our knowledge is partial。
很多的时候
，many times，
我们的有限。就在我们的祷告生活里得到证实。
Yes, in many cases, our limitations are confirmed by our prayer life.
将来
，in the future，
当我们看见神怎样为我们开路
，and when we see how God opened a new way for us，
当我们看见神怎样把远比我们所求的更好的东西赐给我们的时候。
God give us something far better than what we ask for.
我们就说赞美神。
And we say praise God.
神知道我们所要的是什么。
And God knows exactly what I need.
神知道我们当初祷告的时候所不知道的事。
And God knows that when we pray, we do not know what we were asking for.
而且神把那远超过我们所能祈求的那更美好的东西赐给我们。
And God will give unto us far better than what we ask for.
让我们归纳今天的信息。
Now let's summarize the message today.
圣灵在 我们身上的工作之一是祈求。
Now, one of the ministry of the Holy Spirit in our life is to make intercession for us.
就是把我们个人的祷告事项带到神面前。
That is, the Holy Spirit brings all our prayer requests, our needs to the presence of God.
我们是软弱。
We are weak.
我们是有限。
We are limited.
我们是不完全。
We are incomplete.
我们不晓得该求什么。
We do not know what to ask for.
神却是知道。
But God knows.
神却是完全。
God is complete.
神却是无限。
God is infinite.
神却是刚强。
God is strong.
当我们在人生的十字路口上
，So when we are at the crossroad of our life，
感到迷失
，So when we feel that we are lost，
感到无奈
，We feel that we are helpless and
感到渺茫
，And we feel that we just aimless， we don't know what's the goal of life，
感到彷徨的时候
，And when we are fragile， when we are fearful and terrified，
当我们为生活上千万的挣扎在祷告中。寻求神的旨意时
，When we are seeking God's will in the midst of our struggles of life，
圣灵亲自来与我们同行
，And the Holy Spirit come alongside with us，
圣灵主动的与我们协作
，So actively the Holy Spirit in cooperate with us。
圣灵关心我们
，And the Holy Spirit care for us。
他用没有言语的叹息与我们表同情
，And the Holy Spirit to sympathize to us with a sigh without words。
他知道我们的目的地和问题的答案。
And he knows the answer of our request. He also knows the destination of our prayer.
他晓得我们去的地方和做的事。
And he knows the things that we're doing and the destination of our journey.
他带领我们到神的面前。
And so he brings us to the presence of God.
他替我们表达我们的愿望。
And he expresses for us our desire.
他使我们得到神的接纳。
And then he enables us to be accepted by God.
他照着父神的旨意不住地替我们求。
And according to God's will, he continuously to pray.Make intercession for us.
他在神的宝座前忠心地帮助我们。
And faithfully he helped us in the presence of God.
让我们得着那与我们最有益处的东西。
And then so that we may obtain the things that is most beneficial to us.
一切与神的性情一致的祷告。
So all the prayer that are inconsistent with God's nature.
一切与神的价值。和谐的祷告。
That everything, every prayer that is in accordance is consistent with God's value.
一切与神的旨意一致的祷告。
And all the prayer that is in consistence with God's purpose,
都在神最美好的时间得着最正面的回应。
And you shall receive it in God's time, in the most positive, joyful, encouraging response.
弟兄姐妹和听众朋友，以上空中主日崇拜节目是嘉略山华人基督教会为您制作的。您听了节目，心里如果有感动，或有信仰上的问题，或需要祷告，欢迎您打电话与我们联络。我们的电话是909-591-0080，909-591-0080，或者是626-475-6684，626-475-6684。我们也邀请您来参加我们教会的主日崇拜，时间上午10点开始，地址在3945 Schaefer Avenue, City of Chino, California 91710，3945 Schaefer Avenue, City of Chino。California 91710，朋友，谢谢您的收听，愿主赐福给您，下个礼拜天上午同一时间，我们空中再会。